Answers for applicant questions. This document contains a list of likely questions that applicants need answers to when preparing an application to the Visibility Bursary 2024 pilot test. I will begin by listing the questions. If you do not hear a question that you have in this list, then contact us directly. Email siobhan_clancy@corkcity.ie or call 086-036-0498 to get an answer to your question. The list of questions are: Number 1. What can I do with a visibility bursary award? Number 2. Who can submit a proposal? Number 3. How do I know I'm eligible? Number 4. What accommodations are being made by Cork City Council to support applicants? Number 5. What should be included in an application form? Number 6. Who decides if I will be awarded? Number 7. What happens with information I submit in my application? Number 8. What is the deadline for applications? Number 9. What happens if I am not awarded? Number 10. Where can I find out more about equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts? Number 11. Where can I find out more about access? Number 12. I have a question not covered in these guidelines. Who can I ask? As mentioned, if you have a question not covered in these guidelines that you would like to ask, contact siobhan_clancy@corkcity.ie or call 086-036-0498. I will next read the answer to each question in turn, from 1 through 12. Question 1. What can I do with a visibility bursary award? The awarded applicant will be supported to do any of the following activities allowed under the award criteria. These activities include further educational or training opportunities, residency opportunities, development opportunities outside of Cork City, including other countries, opportunities to facilitate a significant shift in the direction of work, purchase of equipment that is critical to professional development, up to 25% of the value of the full award, and opportunities to be professionally mentored. If what you propose is not included in the list of options here, get in touch with siobhan_clancy@corkcity.ie or call 086-036-0498. Question 2. Who can submit a proposal for a Visibility Bursary Pilot Test Award? Answer. Your proposal will be submitted on your behalf by the arts organisation that has invited you to apply and is assisting you with administration tasks, such as filling in the online form. For this pilot test, that arts organisation will be known as the Advocate Organisation. If you agree with all of the statements I am about to read out, then you are eligible to apply for this pilot award. Statements are: I live within the Cork City boundary area. I am over 18 years of age and have earned a portion of income from arts practice within the last 3 years. I am eligible because at least one of the 9 grounds of discrimination apply to me. All of the activities I propose involve professional arts practice. I am not a student. I will follow Cork City Council's visibility bursary application guidelines. I understand that it is optional to submit supporting material, and if I choose to do this, I will follow the instructions for this also. If I am awarded, I agree to use all of the award fund to cover art making or access costs, and to pay a fair rate to myself and others involved in the arts activities included in my application. Those are all the statements. You are now asked to please note that your advocate organisation should create an account and complete an online form available on Cork City Council's online application system called Submit. The application form should be completed in English by the advocate organisation. The online form should be submitted before the deadline at 4 p.m. on the 3rd of October 2024 by your advocate organisation, as the system automatically closes then and Cork City Council cannot guarantee that applications after that deadline will be accepted. Your advocate organisation should submit answers to all of the required questions on the online form. The online form cannot be submitted until all the required questions are complete. A confirmation email will be sent to the registered email address belonging to the advocate organisation once the application is submitted. Question 3. How do I know I am eligible for the Visibility Bursary Award? Answer. If you feel that you have not had an equal chance to make your art based on one or more of the 9 grounds for discrimination identified under the Equal Status Acts 2000 to 2018, then you are eligible. These 9 grounds are listed here. They are age, civil, marital or family status, disability, gender, membership of the Irish traveller community, race, religion, sexual orientation. If any of these 9 grounds of discrimination listed apply to you, then you are eligible to apply for this award. You may also choose to let us know if any of the following grounds apply to you: chronic illness or long-term health conditions, neurodivergency, membership of the Roma community, residence within a rapid area in Cork City, status as a refugee, asylum seeker or migrant, status as a full-time carer for someone because of age, disability or illness, including mental illness. Question 4. What accommodations are being made by Cork City Council to support applicants to the Visibility Bursary? Answer. Cork City Council typically awards bursaries up to a maximum of €5,000. The higher value of the Visibility Bursary at €6,000 recognises the additional costs involved with access needs. Up to 75% of the total award, or €4,500, may be spent on access costs, such as the hire of an Irish Sign Language interpreter or a support worker, purchase of access equipment or software, fees to facilitate additional time, transport costs, translation, etc. If you are unclear about what costs will be covered, contact Siobhan Clancy, that's Siobhan_Clancy@corkcity.ie, or call 086-036-0498. Cork City Council's Visibility Bursary Pilot Test also embeds access support by providing a longer than usual lead-in for application submission, in this case 3 months instead of the usual 2 months. There is also a flexible deadline for completion and submission of an award report. Both of these accommodations are intended to facilitate a slow production approach. Other accommodations are listed below. They are Cork City-based arts organisations or advocate organisations will assist applicants with administrative tasks such as the completion and submission of the online application form. Plain speak, large print, screen reader friendly, audio, soft and hard copy versions of this document and also of the application guidelines are available to download from the landing page of the online form at https://submit.link/2DZ. Translations of documents into other languages may be available on request, subject to available resources. Please note that all queries will be dealt with and recorded through English. An online meeting outlining this pilot test and the purpose of the visibility bursary has been hosted by Cork City Council Arts Office for Advocate Organisations. The recording of this event can be interpreted through Irish Sign Language on request. As an alternative to written proposals, audio or video proposals are facilitated, and instructions for submitting a proposal in any of these formats is included in the application guidelines. There will be feedback sessions scheduled between 2024 and 2025 so that the awarded applicant and the corresponding advocate organisation can appraise Cork City Council of their experience of the visibility bursary pilot test and discuss how any challenges encountered may be addressed. In doing so, future possible award opportunities can be developed for the benefit of all. The submission of a short final report by the advocate organisation with audio or video testimony by the awarded applicant will also be facilitated. Question 5. What should be included in an application form? Answer. Your advocate organisation will submit an application form on your behalf. All applications must contain a proposal which is a description of how the Cork City Council Visibility Bursary would support your practice if you were to be awarded. Your advocate organisation will work with you on your proposal, which can be submitted in writing, via audio or via video on Cork City Council's Submit platform. You may, if you wish, include some additional optional support materials. They are a CV for you as an arts practitioner, examples of work, a maximum of 5 examples can be uploaded as separate images. Alternatively, if some or all of your work is online, you may share a document with a maximum of 5 web links to online examples of work. A mentorship outline. If you are interested in mentorship, you may include in your application information about your mentor and the activities you will do together. Please note that a mentor is not necessary to be eligible for this funding opportunity. Question 6. Who decides if I will be awarded the Visibility Bursary Award? Answer. Your application containing your proposal will be assessed by a panel of people that decide who should receive the award based on how well the proposal fulfills the criteria outlined in Table 2. Each person invited to be on the panel will have many years' experience working in the arts and will also feel strongly about the importance of equality, diversity and inclusion. The panel will be facilitated by a staff member from Cork City Council Arts Office. The panel will first review all of the proposals received by the application deadline. Next, they will meet and discuss the merits of the proposals. Finally, they will mark the proposals out of 100% using the marking scheme detailed in the headings of Table 2, which you will find on page 12 of the document I'm reading from. There are 3 headings. They are Artistic Criteria, 40%, Strategic Criteria, 30%, Operational Criteria, 30%. There is only 1 Visibility Bursary Award available in 2024. The proposal scoring the highest marks will receive it. The questions in Table 2, on page 12 of this document, are the kind of questions that the panel ask themselves when they are reviewing and discussing the proposals in order to decide what mark to give. You can provide your answers to these questions in your proposal to communicate the benefit of the award to your artistic practice. Assessment of applications will take place in October 2024. The decision will be announced in November 2024. The exact dates are to be confirmed. A condition of the award is that the applicant and the corresponding advocate organisation participate in at least 2 feedback sessions, one in 2025 and another in 2024. The feedback received will help Cork City Council Arts Office to improve how we facilitate future arts funding applications for everyone's benefit in a way that supports equality, diversity and inclusion. Now we come to Table 2. Table 2 has three columns and a number of rows. Each of the three columns corresponds to one of the headings I read previously. They are artistic criteria, 40%, strategic criteria, 30%, and operational criteria, 30%. In each of the columns are prompt questions, as described, that the panel usually ask themselves. I will firstly read the prompt questions under the heading Artistic Criteria 40%. How well will this proposal support the applicant to develop their art practice? How well will this proposal support the applicant to produce more high quality artworks in the future? How well will this proposal give the applicant access to an experience, skill or opportunity that will benefit their practice? How well will this proposal give the applicant an experience or skill that they need? How well will this proposal allow the applicant to develop? I will next read the prompt questions under the heading Strategic Criteria 30%. Does the applicant fulfil the eligibility criteria? How well does the arts practitioner's proposal meet the award criteria? How well will this proposal provide the applicant with better opportunities to make art locally, regionally, nationally, and/or internationally? And how well will those places benefit from the applicant's practice? How well is the advocate organisation meeting the applicant's needs with regard to administration? Is equality, diversity and inclusion supported in the application process? Finally, I will read the prompt questions under the heading Operational Criteria 30%. How feasible is the applicant's proposal? How well supported is the applicant's proposal by the arts organisation and anyone else named? How likely are the activities in the applicant's proposal to commence before November 2025? How well will the applicant's activities be communicated and the funder and fund acknowledged? Question 7. What happens with information I submit in my application? Answer. Cork City Council will make the following information in your funding application available on request. Name of the successful applicants. Reasons an applicant did not qualify for grant consideration. Cork City Council treats all information received in applications confidentially. You should be aware, however, that occasionally Cork City Council receives requests for information received to be shared publicly under the Freedom of Information Act 2014. For this reason, we ask that you make us aware if any information you provide is sensitive. Cork City Council will not release sensitive information without asking your permission in advance. If Cork City Council is not made aware that any information is sensitive, it may be released without consulting you at any time in response to a Freedom of Information request. Question 8. What is the deadline for submissions? Answer. The deadline for submission of applications is 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2024. Your advocate organisation is advised to submit your application as early as possible in case of any technical challenges on the day of the deadline to ensure it is received in time. Question 9. What happens if I am not awarded the Visibility Award? You may submit your proposal for consideration of funding at a suitable future opportunity. Cork City Council Arts Office can advise you on suitability. If you wish, you may request feedback from the panel that assess your application. This feedback could be useful to you in future funding applications. It will contain comments about how well the panel felt your application met the award criteria and what advice they give to you for submitting future proposals to funding opportunities of this kind. Question 10. Where can I find out more about equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts? The Arts Council of Ireland provide an equality, diversity and inclusion policy on their website. They also provide access to an equality, diversity and inclusion toolkit. To find the toolkit and the policy, you may go to www.artscouncil.ie. Question 11. Where can I find out more about access? Answer. You can contact Arts and Disability Ireland for guidance about access. The web address is https://adiarts.ie/. You can also get more tips and resources at https://www.accesstoolkit.art/. Question 12. I have a question not covered in this document. Who can I contact? Answer. Please contact Siobhan Clancy at Cork City Council Arts Office, Community Culture and Placemaking Directorate in Cork City Council, City Hall, Anglesey Street, Cork, Ireland. Telephone 086 036 0498 or email Siobhan_Clancy@corkcity.ie.